there were songs that came out of tough breakups I saw friends having at the time. There were songs that came out of, you know, experiences with friends or other close people who died during the time that I was writing. There's stuff of just the most random things that can inspire a song. So yeah, it's really got its mixture of fun and wackiness to some extent, and also a certain, hopefully, a soulfulness and depth and some dancing tunes and some nice, simple, chilled out tunes.
Call me Corinne, I'll be your moonlight answer. I don't want to run if you're going to track me down.
We are a band and we are a group that wants to be able to represent live almost exactly what you hear on the recordings. We really, I think, both Jay and I have a pretty strong distaste for a lot of the artists that are out there who are recording things that they really can't replicate on stage. And I think there is an art form to that, certainly, but that's just not the ethic we're looking for and the aesthetic we're going for. We want to be able to deliver a concert and then have a person buy a CD and go home and say, yeah, that's what it sounded like.
I met you in 83 and told you to not love me.
I would probably name two songs that really were pretty significant. One was the Riverside song. I wrote that song, I started writing that song when I was sitting in a church pew at the wake of a friend who had committed suicide, and I looked up at a stained glass window and saw a tree sitting by a river, and I was just thinking about the sadness of a person taking their own life and how much potential there is in life to sort of soak up the good and really grow and move forward and deepen the roots, and yet how easy it is to get carried away in whatever river it may be.
Take me down to the riverside. I wanna drink so deep.
Song was a very significant and personal song for me, and a very emotionally driven song in the time I wrote it. And I remember I was in the backyard doing some, you know, lawn work or something when that song really started to finally get written. I mean, it happens at the strangest times, you know, but the chorus started when I was sitting in a church pew. It ends when I was walking in my backyard. And then in the studio, we started recording that song with the idea that we were going to sing the harmonies, you know, that we might overlay over top of my voice, my vocal, and then Jay, and maybe a few other voices. And then we stopped in the midst of doing that and said, you know, this just isn't going to work. We've got to get something else. And then, you know, fast forward about a month or two later, Jay had worked to find some gospel singers, and he found a few folks from Elkhart, and they did some overdubs on that particular track. And when I heard that, it was just such a... And it was one of the situations where I wasn't even actually there when they recorded it. So Jay sends me the tracks, and I heard it for the first time. And it was just such a gratifying experience to see and to hear. And in that case, hear somebody else take the song to another level that you didn't necessarily even know was going to eventually be there with their vocals. So that's an extra special song for me on the recording.
Sun is in the east.
The other song that's really been special is the title track for the album Adriana Valentine. It's a, you know, very simple waltz. It was a very difficult song in some ways to record because there's not a lot to hide behind vocally, so to speak. So it was very tough to get that take where the vocals really, really were all right where we wanted them to be. We did a lot of takes of that one, but that was a song that I had written quite a while before we finally recorded that, and that was one very early on we knew we wanted to record.
The lights are all turned down tonight in the house upon the hill. The girl I love is all alone, and she don't know me still.
I had a chance to open two nights in Dayton, Ohio for Over the Rhine. And I did that song both nights, and one of the nights afterwards, Winfred Detweiler of Over the Rhine, he said, "Hey, that Adrian Valentine song, is that your song?" And I said, Yeah, that's my song. "Have you recorded it yet?" And I said, "No, I haven't yet. That's definitely one that's on the next project." And he said, "Man, that's the perfect song." I mean, what an encouragement to really have that comment from Winfred. And so to have that recorded, to have that be the title track, was really meaningful for me.
Adrian.